former Eskimo receiver, kick return, of course, a former alumni of the Golden Bears. And we're talking football a lot, and specifically I want to start, Tom. Well, first of all, welcome. How are you?
Oh, great. Thanks. Appreciate being here. Thanks, Jason.
We're going to get to receiving and kick returning in a second, but you and a few other guys, Jason Buell and a few other Bears alumni, have really come together to try to get the Bears football alumni back up, you know, more involved with the team, and I guess more of a financial support. When did you guys start this, and how much do you work with the head coach, Chris Morris?
Well, which question first there? A bunch of us got together, including a parents group that we've formed, a booster club of Golden Bear football.
Okay.
And there's a number of concerned parents that were looking at the program and seeing what it really needed to, well, to be successful. Jason Milne is the current president of the Golden Bear alumni. He's done an amazing job of revitalizing that organization. They've been out there raising money through casinos and golf tournaments for a couple of years now. But over the last couple of years, it's been a little bit more concentrated, a little bit more focused, a little bit more approaching corporate Edmonton. And earlier this year, the Booster Club was looking at putting on a fundraising dinner. Couldn't quite get it to work. In we wanted to try to do it before the end of the school season, so last April, and we just couldn't put that together. But we've been out in the corporate community and trying to raise money. EPCOR has come to the table in a big way with a major sponsorship that's helping turn around the Golden Bear program, and I refer to it as getting the program back in the game. Because for years, I know as former president of the Golden Bear alumni, I was thinking, you know, if the team needs more money to be successful, then it should be the university writing the check. And of course, in today's world, that is just not true.
No, so not at all.
It's not going to happen. You know, if you look at the current programs that are in the CIS, the football programs that are successful, it's the corporate sponsorship that steps up to the plate. Right now, the Calgary outspends the U of A program about $300,000. Now, this year is a little bit different because we have been successful, and Chris Morris has been very successful. The Saskatchewan Huskies outspend $300,000, Regina $300,000,
Laval's
Western
probably
Laval's semi-pro.
Yeah.
It's in a totally different stratosphere. You know, the Dinos have a very successful dinner annually that raises about $350,000 a year.
Yeah.
Well, we had a great golf tournament last year that raised $40,000. Thought we did really well. You know, not so much. But it was a change in attitude once Chris Morris took the reins, and the amount of energy and passion that man has. I want to put on a helmet.
I was
again.
Just about to ask if you ever
absolutely
in one of his speeches, and guys like, get me back out there.
Exactly. Everybody's reaching for a helmet. Give me a chance. Come on. He is, he's that powerful, and it's not just the on-field product that he's looking at. He is truly developing a program that will raise fine young men in Edmonton, because a lot of our finest over the years were going elsewhere. They were getting full scholarship opportunities to play in Saskatchewan, to play in Calgary, and to play down east.
Mm-hmm.
It's recruiting is a national phenomenon. You know, it's not just your local school that you may or may not play for. And a lot of our best kids, and when you think about it, you know, if you're going to play at the next level, if you're a high school kid in Edmonton, you're going to play at the next level, you're probably captain of your team, probably one of the best kids, best athletes in your school. You're kind of a leader in that school. And we're losing them. You know, we were losing them to the Calgarys. We were losing them to Saskatchewans and London, Ontarios, and Laval's. And where do you think they're going to live after? You know, your framework, you know, you were just talking about off air just a minute ago about some of your buddies that you used to play hockey with. You know, you still keep in touch with those guys. Well, the guys that go away to school are, in all likelihood, going to grow up there from then on, right? Because that's where your social network is. That's where that framework, that network that you're creating is going to be where you went to school. So these fine kids that were coming through our high school programs are going elsewhere for that next level and just not coming back. Well, we've decided to try to make that change at the University of Alberta football program. The alumni is doing an amazing job. We've got a great group of parents that are involved with the Booster Club, as mentioned. And we're now not afraid to ask corporate Edmonton to help and support. And we've had a number of individuals. I gotta mention Doug Goss has been a big help out there, inviting people to get involved. And Chris Morris is just such an easy guy to get behind and support. know, the number of hats he's wearing, I'm afraid he's going to run out of gas, and I don't want that to happen. I want to try to give him as much support as possible so that he can keep doing what he's doing. He's doing a phenomenal job.
So you mentioned Milne's the president of the alumni. You were talking earlier how, and you've been a real staunch supporter of it, pushing it to more. There's a lot of former Bears alumni out there listening right now, football guys, and you were saying even some of them are like, well, Tom, why are you doing this? It's not sustainable.
Yeah, it's tough to hear, but somebody's got to do it. And
what is it that they thought wasn't sustainable?
Jason, they haven't won a game in 3 years. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And it's because the program doesn't have the money to recruit and retain great athletes. Their coaching staff has been fewer numbers. Calgary went to Laval last year for an exhibition game. The U of A hasn't had an exhibition game in 6 years because they haven't been able to afford it. This year they went to Regina. Regina picked up the majority of the cost. That's why. Because we don't have, the program doesn't have the money to spend. And it's not because the U of A isn't writing the check. It's because the alumni and corporate Edmonton hasn't rallied around behind it. Now, to be fair, I don't think anybody's asked corporate Edmonton to get behind the U of A
fair
program,
point. You don't know until you ask.
So that's why a couple of us are out there trying to beat the bushes and trying to, two things, obviously raise money, but also to bring awareness that if you want a successful university football program, you got to get behind it. We've had corporations come and just want the ability to talk to the kids about possible employment, be it just summer work or be it postgraduate. You know, after they're done their schooling, they want to be able to tap in. So when you look at a typical university athlete, they have to be very disciplined, right? They've got to try to make some money so that they can go to school. They've got to work out with their team, play in the games. They've got to be very organized and very structured. Well, do you not want that kind of person working for you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, that's a great opportunity for you. So come and support the team. Have that opportunity to get your name known among that team. And it really carries across for all of university athletics. I'm, of course, a little biased toward the football program because we got a ways to go. But that's really a great rationale for some corporations to get involved. And one of the big initiatives that Chris Morris started is mandatory study hall.
Yeah.
So for a couple, 2.5 hours a day, first-year players, it's mandatory Monday to Thursday. You got to check in and receive proper tutelage in whatever subject you might be needing help on. So that costs money. These tutors don't show up for free. So we've been raising money to help him, and that was one of the big reasons that EPCOR got involved.
And you guys had a success rate, 100% guys passing their classes last year.
Don't think that's ever happened in the history. I mean, if you take any sampling of 85 guys, and I don't think that's necessarily you're going to be at 100%.
Yeah.
But as Chris Morris says, hey, if you don't want me to worry about you, then don't give me any reason to be. Make sure your grade point average is up above, and first-year guys, you got to go regardless. One of the things that he also started was mandatory engineers, they have to take a full course load. If you're in a different program, you'd typically space out your course load over a five-year program versus a four-year because of the demands that, again, university athletes face and time commitments. So mandatory, you have to take that full course load as an engineer. So Chris says practice when you can. You can't play. You got to take an extra hour and a half study. So it's 4 hours a day mandatory for the engineers. We've also had to hire people from the Faculty of Engineering to give them the proper support that they need. It's been an amazing recruiting tool for Chris and the U of A program because he can go to guys that want to be an engineer, and certainly the parents know that little Johnny is going to get the proper care and attention to his schoolwork, not just the on-field guidance. Again, Chris is raising fine young men, not just fine football players.
Former U of A Bears player and Eskimo and Grey Cup winner Tom Richards join us. We're talking about the Bears and the connection with the alumni and it coming back and the pride of it because they haven't won a game in 3 years and that stinks. And Jim Neal, when he took over Calgary, that program wasn't very good either. And now they've been a perennial top dog. I know they haven't won the national championship, but you know what? You can still have a highly successful program on and off the field, and I think they've done that. It took him a few years for them to get there. This year, the exhibition game they had in Regina leading into it, and as a former player, I'm sure you understand the importance of that. Even one exhibition game for guys to be like, okay, I hit somebody on the other team. I actually really wanted to hit him hard because I'm not going to hit my own teammate that hard in practice. Like a success rate for the alumni and for everybody involved, obviously you want some wins, Tom, but is that 100% success passing rate, is that maybe more important because it's still at the university level rather than the on field?
It is a very big deal to me. What I am hoping to do is truly get the Eskimo pro, or the Eskimo, the Golden Bear. Could be a Freudian slip there, but anyway, the Eskimos are well on their way to getting back in the game. The U of A Golden Bears, we got to get them back in the game. I want to see them being able to compete again. Just call it competing in the West. But I also want for our city to be able to retain these great kids that are really being raised in Edmonton and not have them go away. There's great a lot of examples of guys that go away and they just stay there. Well, let's keep them. Let's not just keep them to play football. Let's keep them to be future leaders in our community. And I believe these kids will become future leaders. Let's give them the help that they need in school. It's not just focused about football. And I think at the end of the day, we're going to get some great dividends paid off for our community. Sounds a little, you know, out there. But the work that I'm doing, it's to better the program, right? It's not just about on-field stuff. If we can have a 100% pass rate, that's amazing. And that goes to Chris Morris and his dedication. He's not just a great football coach. He's an educator.
No,
he's
a teacher and a principal.
Exactly, and a principal, right? So, I mean, he knows what's important, and he's focused on the right things. It's not just a one-dimensional, let's get a kid in here, you know, get whatever football years you can get out of him and then be done with him. That's not his philosophy.
What do you say to Bears football alumni listening who aren't involved? How can they get involved? What are you looking for? What's the time commitment? Anything like that?
It's not just time commitment with the alumni. It can be a couple of bucks. And what we're looking to do, one of the things that we've started with a couple of alumni is to have, call them era captains. So okay. If you played, whoever you played with over that five-year period, I want you to be able to phone out and ask them for some money, ask them for a financial commitment. And it doesn't have to be $10,000 a year, we'd certainly take it. But that's not really, you know, that's not a typical person. It's not easy to write that kind of a check. But if they're able to come up with whether it's $50 a month, $100 a month, and that's the kind of grassroots support that will go a long way over time to making sure that that football program is viable and producing some great young kids in Edmonton. You can contact Chris Morris and he'll hook you up with the appropriate authorities. I don't know if you need a phone number or whatever on that, but
yeah, I don't have his. I don't know. We can give Coach Norris his number out. Sure.
I asked permission for this particular number
sure.
before going
okay,
on.
Okay, there you go.
492-2060.
It's his office number, 492-2060.
Right.
And contact. You know, they can come out to the game. I'm sure the alumni guys will be there.
We're always around and eager to get guys to help out, and whether it's through time of phoning other alumni, or writing a check, or getting involved in golf tournaments and that kind of thing.
You guys having any alumni flag football games?
You know, the funny thing about football, the younger guys maybe, the old guys, not a chance.
Well, you could at least be like the OC or something, right? Feel like you're involved.
I don't want to get too close. Somebody might run into me. I'm pretty brittle now.
Yeah.
I just turned 50, and parts of me feel like they're 84. So, yeah.
Well, football is a rather physical sport. I've heard
somewhat.
It can take your toll on guys a little bit.
It is kind of it's you know, wouldn't change it. One of those things. I'm sure Stoddard will tell you about his old hockey injuries and how they come up and bite him every now and then. Some days you just wake up, what the heck happened there? I don't
know. So. Well, Strud's is a lot of just, I'm surprised that, you know, for all the hits he took, somehow it really impacted his enunciation. So it's a really weird type of injury that's impacted him.